AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Ted Anthony explains the significance of and concern over China's latest round of military drills around Taiwan.
The island of Taiwan has always been a sensitive issue for the Chinese government, ever since it split from the mainland in 1949 when the communists took power in Beijing. Taiwan has operated as a self-governing island, but the implication has always been that it's China's sovereign territory and that China, if it wanted to, could take control of it at any time. This doesn't sit well with some of the rest of the world, including the United States, which is obligated under law to help defend Taiwan, and which last week announced the largest package ever of military aid to the island, which is something that's certainly getting under the skin of the government in Beijing. The drills involve sea, air, and all kinds of other armaments and are going to go on for 2 days. Tomorrow will be live ammunition drills, and however it turns out, what we're going to see is that 2025 ends with some serious tension in the Strait of Taiwan.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet with President Trump today at the president's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida to discuss the second phase of the U.S.-brokered ceasefire in Gaza. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman has more.
That includes the disarmament of Hamas, the beginning of reconstruction in Gaza, a possible Israeli pullout from parts of Gaza that it still controls, the formation of a new Palestinian government, and the deployment of an international security force that is expected to help enforce this very fragile ceasefire. Now, Netanyahu is bringing with him the last hostage family. These are relatives of an Israeli policeman killed in that Hamas attack on October 7th, 2023. They say the ceasefire should not move forward until his remains are returned to Israel. However, Trump is eager to move ahead with his plan.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on U.S. funding for UN aid programs.
The United States has announced a $2 billion pledge for UN humanitarian aid as President Donald Trump continues to slash U.S. foreign assistance funding. His administration is warning United Nations agencies to adapt, shrink, or die in a time of new financial realities. The money is a tiny fraction of what the U.S. has contributed in the past, but reflects what the administration believes is a generous amount that will maintain the United States' status as the world's largest humanitarian donor. The pledge creates an umbrella fund from which money will be doled out to individual agencies and priorities. The U.S. and other Western donors have cut billions in funding over the last year, prompting massive cuts in aid spending and jobs. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.